From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Kenya's opposition told supporters to stay away from the polls on Thursday after the Electoral Commission said the presidential rerun election would proceed as planned, and the Supreme Court said it was unable to hear a petition to postpone the election. The rerun has inflamed political tensions in the country, and nowhere has that been more evident than in the opposition stronghold of Kisumu. For VOA correspondent Mohammed Yusuf reports.
Speaking to reporters in Nairobi, the head of the Electoral Commission, Wafula Chebukati, said in the event of violence or logistical problems, they might suspend voting in some areas.
In cases where there will be problems of voting or delivery of materials or there are no materials, the law is very clear. The polling officer will have a right to inform us and polling can be suspended to another day, or the returning officer can still postpone the election in that area.
Shops were closed in Kisumu Wednesday and the city was for the most part quiet. However, many residents continue to display branches and leaves attached to the fronts of their cars and motorcycles. The gesture is a show of solidarity with protesters and an indicator of the deep-seated tension still simmering beneath the surface. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Kisumu, Kenya.
Two Somali civilians, an African Union soldier from Uganda, and four Al-Shabaab militants have been killed in an ambush early Wednesday on the outskirts of Mogadishu. Gunfire followed the explosion of an improvised explosive device that targeted an AU military vehicle, according to witnesses and officials. This is VOA News. The World Food